and it's time for your comments. James Ingermanson of Crystal Lake, Illinois, said our story marking the 20th anniversary of the Bhopal disaster was biased. He says it was slanted against the Union Carbide Chemical Company, and it did not mention that the Indian government had partial ownership of the plant where a poisonous gas leak killed thousands. He adds, the Indian government cannot solely blame Union Carbide. It may be politically expedient, but not right.
My discussion with two guests about affirmative action at law schools brought this from C. Rosalind Bosch of Lansing, Michigan. Quote, I am appalled at Professor Richard Sanders' suggestion that African Americans aren't qualified to attend the top-tier law schools. I am a second-year student at Thomas M. Cooley Law School, a fourth-tier school, and the curriculum here is just as rigorous, if not more rigorous, than any top-tier school in the country. I'm interested to know if Mr. Sanders factored in the possibility that all African Americans, regardless of qualifications, are presumed to be in law school solely because of affirmative action, thereby creating a stigma that affects the learning process for all students.
We should have learned something from a medical dictionary for our series about the different generations and how they use computers. The main subject of one story suffers from Guillain-Barré syndrome, but he described it incorrectly. Scientists are not sure what causes it, although they believe it may be an abnormal immune reaction. Immune cells eat away at the sheath around nerves, and that leads to muscle weakness and paralysis.
Earlier this week, I interviewed Aaron Golden and Lucy Guo when they were merely finalists in the Siemens Westinghouse competition for high school students in math, science, and technology. We can now congratulate both of them. Later that day, they won top honors. Aaron won for an invention that converts ocean waves into electricity, and Lucy and a teammate won for genetics research on breast cancer.
This is probably not a mistake that Lucy would have made. In an interview about the book Breast Cancer Husband, I described it as a woman's disease. Many of you reminded me that men get it too, and its impact can be just as devastating. According to the American Cancer Society, about 1 in 100 breast cancer deaths in the United States last year occurred in men.
Finally, our apologies to writer Robert Isley, whom we should have credited with writing the original screenplay for the film The Great Debaters. That screenplay is being revised for Miramax by playwright Susan Laurie Parks, who was interviewed last week by Susan Stamberg.
You can send your comments, questions, or critiques to morning@npr.org. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.